SBS Radio.
Magandang umaga, ito ang mahalagang balita sa Queensland ngayong 11 ng Pebrero 2019. Wala na sa disaster status ang Townsville. Yan ay mula sa pahayag kahapon ng ministro para sa Fire and Emergency Services na si Craig Crawford. At bagamat ligtas na sa mapanganib na pagbaha ang Townsville, mahaba-habang panahon pa ang kailangan aniya bago makabalik muli sa normal ang buhay ng mga residente sa lugar. Ayon pa sa ministro, handa na din aniya magbukas ang halos lahat ng paaralan sa Townsville at bukas ay inaasahan ding maiilipat na ang lahat ng mga nasa evacuation centers sa mga maayos na tuluyan o accommodation. Sa opisyal na pahayag ng Premier kahapon, may 600 pribadong paupahan sa Townsville na ang naitalaga para sa mga pamilyang nawala ng tirahan dulot ng pagbaha. At may 15,000 kabahayan na ang nabigyang muli ng kuryente. Ibinalita din ng Premier na umabot na sa mahigit 4 milyong dolyar ang naipamahaging tulong pinansyal sa mahigit 23,000 residente sa Townsville at niluwagan na rin aniya ang batayan o eligibility sa pagkuha ng bond loan. Sa kabila ng magandang balita ng paghupa ng baha, ngayon pa lamang nagsisimula ang kalbaryo ng ilang mga residente sa Townsville. Ayon sa presidente ng Filipino-Australian Association in North Queensland Townsville na si Lloyd Apiok, isa si Sheila Giuliano sa mga residente na malubhang naapektuhan ng pagbaha. Nakapanayam natin si Sheila kagabi upang malaman ang kanilang kasalukuyang kalagayan.
Yeah, we're surviving. I'm staying now at friend's place. They've got electricity and give us a very good shelter for tonight. We live in Fairfields in Adalia in Townsville. So basically, we're one street away from the river. So the water in the river, as we know, it keeps rising. So it overflows that Sunday morning. We've got water on the street at that morning. But as soon as the dam opened 100%, that afternoon we've got water, and literally, I tell you, the water just come up from probably into our front yard to the inside of the house in a matter of 40 minutes. Everyone in the streets has evacuated except us, because we got dogs and cats and all animals inside the house. We've got water up to above our knee. All furnitures are soaked. Everything what we've got were basically destroyed. Everything. And in this flood, because the sewage waste also contaminated the water, so you really have to throw everything what's underwater, basically.
Gaano kayo kalapit sa Townsville, sa mismong city proper?
So city proper, which is probably 10, 15 minutes away. Mm-hmm. So it's pretty in the center, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So the mud after it, because it settles, it subsides from the inside of the house, takes a long time, and it leaves like probably 4 inches of mud inside the house. So we're basically shoveling all the mud.
So nakabalik na kayo sa bahay ninyo. Are you able to stay there now? How are you managing?
So what happened is we did not evacuate it because, as I've said, we've got dogs, animals, and everything. Mm. So what happened, we stayed in the house and we're sleeping in the couch that was like half immersed with water. Now, after a few days, it was subside. We can smell the molds starting to form in the couches. So we don't have a choice but to get rid of everything. Townsville accommodation at the moment is really, really short because how many of us looking for a place to stay?
Mm. Anong mga organisasyon ang tumutulong sa inyo sa ngayon?
At the moment, the government is pretty good. They're handing out like helps and foods and whatever not. I haven't heard yet with the Filipino community. Lloyd just called me to say you guys are gonna contact me today. But we were so blessed that I'm a nurse and I work in the hospital, so most of my Filipino friends offered help and they come to my place, like cook dinner for me and take my washing out and bring it back to me. So that's really helpful in so many ways. We're very, very overwhelmed with the help. Yeah.
Saksi sa lawak ng mga nasalanta ng baha, Umapila ang Deputy Premier na si Jackie Trad kahapon sa mga kumpanya ng insurance na bigyang konsiderasyon ang mga apektadong kabahayan kahit hindi ang mga ito nakabili ng flood cover sa kanilang insurance.
How many more natural disasters, how many more Queenslanders are going to be left without home and contents, having to rebuild their lives without the assistance of insurance companies? They all need to lift their socks and start treating customers appropriately.
Ayon kay Sheila, mapalad naman sila niya na namamahagi ng tulong pinansyal ang pamahalaan sa mga apektadong residente. Ngunit malaki rin aniya ang hinaharap nilang hamon ng mga gastusin dahil hindi lahat ng laman ng kanilang tahanan ay sakop ng kanilang insurance.
As I've said, Australia is pretty good. They're handing out $180 for those who's affected in Townsville locally. And I think the federal government is handing out $1,000 for adults and $400 for children who are affected by floods. And there are much more out there for those people who doesn't have insurance, like content insurance. I think they're getting some money. If your house has been obviously destroyed by flood and you don't have building insurance, the government help out as well. But those are means tested. So it means it's based on your salary. Really. So I'm lucky in my aspect that we've got fully covered, and as I've said, $450,000 worth of building insurance. But my contents is only $31,000 that will cover by insurance. I add up all my content that was destroyed by floods, and it add up to $72,600 plus. So in short, I'm gonna be short with at least 40 something odd.
Do you find that this is a very common problem that families are facing in Townsville at the moment?
In terms of insurance, I think yes. So some old people or people that only in disability pension don't have an insurance at all. Mm. So yeah, at some point really, people do reduces their content value because of the insurance here in Townsville or in far north Queensland is very expensive.
Mm.
So one of the Filipino that I've spoken to this morning, he was underwater as well. And same as me, he reduces his content insurance from 50,000 last year to 30,000 this year. And same thing happened because the insurance in far north Queensland is very expensive compared to Brisbane.
Nakapanayam din natin kagabi ang presidente ng Mount Isa Filipino-Australian Association Incorporated na si Edna Anderson upang malaman naman ang kalagayan ng mga residenteng Pilipino doon. Nitong nakaraang linggo, ang Mount Isa naman ang sumailalim sa matinding pag-ulan at pagbaha kung saan daang libong mga alagang baka at mga hayop ang nasawi mula sa pagkalunod sa mga putikan. Bago nangyari ang pagbaha, nasa matinding tagtuyot ang lugar ng Mount Isa. Ayon kay Edna, may 600 mga residenteng Pilipino ang naninirahan sa Mount Isa. Karamihan ay nagtatrabaho sa mga minyahan at ospital. At ayon sa kanya, wala namang malubhang naapektuhang mga residenteng Pilipino sa Mount Isa.
So far, we haven't got much problem. We have a few rain and some of the Filipino get stranded going to Townsville, but I think the government usually give them a housing, or wherever they get stranded, just in Charters Tower, they were given, and some of the Filipinos, they helped them too. But in Mount Isa itself, the only problem we have is the food shortage, because most of the shelves are empty, and we have to wait for the plane from some of the supermarket to bring food from South Australia. No other problems here of the Filipinos so far, except to the shortage of food, that's it. And those who traveled coming back from the Christmas holiday, they're the only one who got problem, but they get stranded between Winton. Some of them are stranded before Charters Tower going back home to Mount Isa.
Mm-hmm.
That's all what I can tell you.
Mm. Well, from where you are, kayo ba ay apektado ng baha? Did you get flooded in your house?
We're isolated between Klongkor and Mount Isa. There's no truck or whatever that can pass. That's why we haven't got, nobody can. We're isolated between Klongkor and Mount Isa, and Julia Creek are really flooded. Before you reach the Mount Isa, you have to pass that part, and it's really flooded. In the other part, coming from South Australia, Northern Territory, I think Catherine is the one that some of the trucks are a flood, stopped there too, stranded, but so far they're okay now.
Wala pang lumalapit sa inyo mga Pilipino para sa tulong. But do you have sort of a system para alamin kung merong mga Pilipino ko sakali na walang kuryente o walang, kumbaga eh, walang means to contact anyone?
Pages in the Facebook, and most of the people work at the hospital and everything, in every supermarket. And we all were a close community. Whatever problem we encounter, we usually know it straight away. Mm. The only thing that I can say is those people who can't drive, because there's a few of them, they get kids. And when the stock arrive from the fresh fruits and veggies, people usually go panic buying. And those Filipina who husband work until 5:30, by the time they finish work, the supermarket is empty again. And that's why they have to ring us and see if you can buy us just the necessary formula for baby, milk, and bread.
At kung sakaling merong ibang mga Pilipino na mga ilangan, paano sila makakakuha ng tulong? And I understand, yun nga, mahirap makakuha ng mga supplies. How do people manage at paano sila makakakuha ng supplies kung kailangan nila at maubusan?
Most of them, they start, because most of us go to the Catholic Church. Mm-hmm. If they started with the Catholic Church, most of them, if they needed something, they usually go there in the parish office and let the people know that they need something, especially clothing, you know. Pero okay naman yung the rest.
Sa mga kababayan natin sa Mount Isa na nangangailangan ng tulong o impormasyon ukol sa lagay ng mga kapwa Pilipino sa lugar, payo ni Edna Anderson na magtungo lamang sa Facebook page ng Mount Isa Filipino-Australian Association Incorporated. Yan ang mahalagang balita dito sa Queensland para sa Radyo SBS Celeste McIntosh.
sbs.com.au